With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There is no better group of ones for flower power and forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. It's 2019 and things are looking rosy on this podcast. My guest this week is Jill Kerr from the Blue Diamond Group, a chain of garden centres that's growing apace. She works with Friars Roses, is supporting the recently formed Rose Society, and we're working together on a Rose Festival in June 2019. My thanks to Suttons of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast. Remarkably open weather for January, and every mild day is another one off winter as far as I'm concerned. Already the days are beginning to lengthen. And last Friday, I took a trip up to the West Midlands to visit Ashwood Nurseries, the business operated by John Massey. Their restaurant was absolutely packed, and with good reason. Yeah, great food and great prices. I particularly enjoyed visiting the houseplant area. The houseplants are displayed in a really large conservatory with underfloor heating, and on a sharpish day, it was really very nice to walk into that warm, humid atmosphere. And they had some very good value plants too. 13-centimetre cyclamen at just £2.50 a time. I don't know how people grow them for the money. My congratulations to all those folk at Ashwood for the remarkably fine plants, both inside and out. Keep up the good work, folks. Well, it might have been quite a long holiday break over Christmas and New Year, but, boy, things still keep happening. I was very interested to read that Bay Tree Garden Centre up in Spalding have bought a new centre. They've going to take control of Dent's Garden Centre in Hillgay on the A10 just outside of Downham Market. It's a great Bay Tree, great family business, that. I've known Reinhard Baylor, the proprietor, for years. He came across to this country as a knifesman, budding roses. Boy, that was a tough job. Bent back, bent double, doing that right the way through the summer. And they've built a very exciting and very interesting garden centre. Things keep happening there, I'll tell you. Oh, and I also see that the David Colgrave Foundation is offering a £2,500 scholarship for horticultural research. So if there's a student out there who's interested in applied research, undergraduate or postgraduates studying anything, doctoral degrees, then the DFC charity say that this new scholarship offers a unique opportunity to explore a fascinating area of horticulture in genetics, genomics, breeding, biotechnology, biochemistry, physiology, and molecular biology of horticultural plants. You know, we do live in an age when scientific knowledge desperately needed, and if there's youngsters out there looking for a bit of financial help with their education, then they should get on the DFC, David Colgrave Foundation website, and see all the necessary application forms. Now, in terms of application forms, it's the Young School Gardener of the Year competition relaunched, and any school that thinks they have a bright young gardener of pretty well any age, you know, from 5 up to 16 or 18, they should get an application in for that too. There was one other bit of news which disappointed me a bit, I suppose. The slug pellet metaldehyde will be withdrawn from sale from the spring of 2020. There are alternatives. We have organic types, not quite so effective in my view. And if you are using the betaldehyde types, if you just put one or two pellets under a tile so they're protected from wildlife and that sort of thing, the slugs go underneath the tile during the daytime where it's nice and dark and damp. And, of course, you'll get a much better effect having used the bait under that sort of protection. Now, what about advice? You may just hear in my voice, over the Christmas and New Year, I had the most terrible cold, and I found that one of the best cures was to get really well wrapped up and dig for an hour or two. Goodness, that helps to clear the lungs, and when you get back indoors, you feel so much better having several lungs full of fresh air. And not only that, you can see where you've been with all the digging done. I did manage just an hour or so on my daughter's Reading allotment over that Christmas period, and I don't understand why so many of our allotments have to look so rough and unkempt and, well, little more than a resting place for rubbish. Come on now, if you own an allotment, if you can get it tidied up and the land dug before the end of February, then you'll grow much better crops into the late spring, summer and autumn. If the weather turns against us and it gets really cold and rough, well, there's a flood of new catalogues. I had five come in one day over the Christmas break, and they're full of fascinating stuff. I really don't understand. You know, we used to just have one catalogue a year. Now every company seems to send out three or four. So much for the paperless society.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our guest today is Jill Kerr. She's from the Blue Diamond Garden Centre Group, and she's buyer and events manager. But we've had some contact over roses. Now, Jill, it's been quite a busy year for you and I and roses and all kinds of things, but how are things in Cheshire today?
Good morning, Peter. Well, things are looking up as far as roses go. We did have a very, very busy year. I know we'll probably talk about that going forward, but it's been a wonderful year for roses last year, and we hope very much to build on that going forwards into 2019.
Now, Blue Diamond is a fairly recent brand name within the garden industry. How many centres do you have at present?
Well, Blue Diamond actually has been going for quite a few years. I mean, it started out, Peter, in the early 1900s under the Blue Diamond guise, a little bit like Friars Roses did, a family-run business. But in recent years, it's sort of gone from strength to strength. It is now the third largest garden centre group in the UK. And to date, we've got 30 garden centres, having bought 9 more just in the last year alone. So it's really, really grown in size. And hopefully there's more growth going forward.
I mean, to have bought 9 in the last year, goodness, that is an advance, isn't it?
Absolutely, Peter. Yes, it's been a tremendous year. We took advantage and bought some existing Wyvale garden centres to add to the family within the Blue Diamond Group.
Right. And now, can we talk a bit about Friars? It's a really lovely old, well-known family brand name. I remember being on the show circuit with both Frank and Gareth Fryer, both of them lovely people, great memories, and some wonderful roses they've introduced.
Absolutely, Peter. Well, I'm in a lucky position that I started working for Fryer's Garden Centre, where I'm actually based, which is now owned by the Blue Diamond Group, of course. But I started working for the Fryers family about 10 years or so ago. And that's when Mr. Gareth Fryer still owned the business. Now, Blue Diamond bought it in 2011, but we also bought the brand of Fryers roses. And as you said, there's some tremendous rose varieties which were bred by the Fryers family. And whilst we look to introduce new roses going forward, we're also very, very keen to maintain the heritage of many of the brands of roses and varieties of roses which were bred by Arthur Fryer, his grandfather, the late Arthur Fryer, and also by Frank and Gareth. Just one that springs to mind is one called Warm Wishes. Now, that was introduced sort of late 80s, early 90s, I recall, and that went on to win many prestigious awards. I think it had 11, if my memory serves.
I mean, that's a really lovely rose, Jill, isn't it? Now, what would you call the colour? I mean, is it a salmon pink?
It is. It's a hybrid tea rose. It's a lovely soft peach coral colour with a high fragrance. And I think that's something that customers certainly want in a rose. Not so much just the colour and the beautiful disease resistance and the green foliage, but the high fragrance as well, but the whole package. And Warm Wishes certainly has that.
I mean, most of the Fryer roses that I remember and sort of know and grow are of the hybrid tea type, you know, really traditional, formal, triangular sort of shape and really beautiful roses. I mean, there's scores of them, isn't there?
Absolutely, Peter. I mean, the hybrid tea roses, I'm sure your audience will know, that's the more traditional shape. So it's just one rose on a single stem. And the point of difference with the Fryer's rose is that it's normally quite a vibrant colour, good disease resistance, and the scent, of course, which stands it apart from many other varieties.
Yeah.
But there also are the Floribunda roses, of course, where you've got more blooms per head, and they look a really fabulous rose in the garden. So, you know, there are Fryer's bred roses for both of those varieties. And then obviously there's the climbing and rambling roses and patio roses. I could go on, Peter. There's so many of them.
Well, in a number, I've got a list in front of me that you've named that work for charitable purposes. I mean, if I go quickly through my list here, I've got the Mayor, which is the Mayor of Knutsford. There's Little Angel, which I'd like to come back to speak about, because that raises money for Tree Aid, I think.
It really does, yes.
There's the Duchess of Devonshire. She's a lovely, lovely lady, yes.
Absolutely.
And 90th anniversary, that must be a popular rose. That was named for the Queen's 90th birthday, I think.
It was. A couple of years ago, we launched that one at RHS Hampton Court. So as well as looking at the heritage and keeping the heritage of the original roses bred by the Fryers family, going forward, Blue Diamond really want to sort of encourage amateur breeders and source overseas rose breeders and growers. And that's why we're then able to launch lots of lovely new roses for various charities. I think that roses are a way of promoting awareness of the charity whilst also raising money for those particular charities. With all our charitable roses, Peter, we as a group, Blue Diamond, donate £1 to the specific charity linked to that particular rose. So, for example, picking up on the rose Little Angel, which was launched for the charity Tree Aid. Now, £1 will go to that charity from every rose sold, and the charity then uses that £1 to buy a tree, which is planted in Africa, and that tree enables or produces a sustainable food source to allow people in less well-off countries to actually grow their own food and create a more sustainable way of life.
Well, can you describe Little Angel to us, the actual rose?
Little Angel is a beautiful Floribunda rose. Now, that one's more a white or near-white colour with a semi-double bloom. Just a light fragrance on that one, but a beautiful sort of bushy growth would be lovely in either the ground or in a container. And as I say, £1 from every rose it does go to the charity Tree Aid.
I mean, that's quite a lot of money when you think about it, isn't it? £1 for each. Very often when they're royalties, it's just 25 or 50 pence or something. So it's a very generous donation.
Well, we like to think so, but we also like to support lots of charities by doing this very thing, because not only does it raise awareness of the charity, which I think is an important part of this process, as is donating money by Blue Diamond, it's a lovely thing that we do as a group. I don't know if many other rose growers and breeders and garden centres do this kind of thing, but we've found it gives publicity to the charity where that publicity may not have been able to be achieved in the past.
Well, and you're also supporting the industry overall with the newly formed Rose Society UK.
Yes, we're really pleased we could do that. Rose breeders, as you know, are in many ways a dying breed. It's such a very difficult business to be in. Who knows what will happen this year with Brexit, but that's another story, Peter. But, you know, I was thinking to myself today, growing a rose is a two-year process. We start speaking to our growers for the group, you know, about this time for roses which will be taken from the field 2 years hence. It's a very long process, and the process of actually developing a rose, the budding of it, the grafting of the rose, it's very labour and skilled intensive work, and all of that takes time. And it is becoming very difficult to find skilled people to do all of that. And so the rose industry does need all the help that it can get. And the newly formed Rose Society is a fantastic way, I believe, of raising the profile of people within the industry, breeders, growers, stockists such as ourselves, promoters of Friars brand. And we've done what we can to support them last year with donating to them.
Yeah, and the Sun, in its wisdom, for the first time last June, had its Rose Festival Week, which proved a tremendous success, quite surprisingly to us, because it takes several years to establish these things usually. And one of your garden centres, I think in the Channel Islands, one of our prizes for the prettiest rose.
Yes, I believe so, Peter, which is fantastic. Obviously, the Sun did a really brilliant campaign. A lot of people got behind it. So as part of that, we agreed to donate 50 pence from every rose sold of Friars Roses during the month of June to the newly formed Rose Society. And also we donated vouchers alongside with the prizes donated by the Sun newspaper to winners of the prettiest rose competition. And we have some brilliant entries, some beautiful roses.
Yes, because, I mean, there is, I think, two sections to the rose enthusiast world. There are the keen exhibitors who produce some quite fantastic stuff, judged to quite specific standards. But we were doing our best to involve everyone, so that if you happen to go into your garden on the appropriate weekend, picked a rose, popped it into a jar and took it to a participating centre like one of the Blue Diamonds, you stood a chance of winning a prize. And we got some very pretty roses.
We really did. And as you say, Peter, it wasn't something that you had to be an experienced rose grower to do. Literally just cut off a bud from the garden, hopefully your own garden, and take it into the nearest Blue Diamond Centre. And it worked really, really well. We had lots of people participating, talking about it, you know, in the local press. So hopefully it'll be something that we can maybe look towards doing. Hopefully the Sun will be behind this kind of thing this summer as well.
Without question. We're going to give it another go this coming June. We've got the dates already fixed. If I get my diary out, I can soon check that, I think. And it'll be a similar sort of arrangement. All those garden centres taking part, not just Blue Diamond, there'll be others across the country where listeners and readers can take their bloom in. Yes, I've got the date here. It's the 22nd, the first Saturday of our particular Rose Festival. And I think because people found it very successful last year, it's going to go from strength to strength.
Well, I hope that's the case, Peter. Certainly, it's excellent to get people of all ages children, older people, people who never really thought about gardening before involved, which I think is what we, you know, aim to do going forward, you know, certainly as a group, and getting more and more people involved in gardening at all ages.
Yeah. I have roses in my garden that have been there for, well, I think better getting on for 30 years now.
That's amazing.
Yes, and they all have a sort of story to them, you know, the original flower carpet, the first one that came across from Noack in Germany, is still performing brilliantly in my front garden against the yew hedge. I mean, roses, you have a job to beat them for value for money once they're in and cared for.
Absolutely my sentiments. I was going to say, Peter, people might think, gosh, why am I paying, I don't know, £14 for a rose perhaps? But then if you think about the work, which I mentioned earlier, involved in the budding of a rose, in the two-year process to get from the budding of the rose to the lifting of the rose from the field, but then that rose bush is going to give you so much pleasure for many, many years. And we do get so many customers coming into Friars Roses and into the Blue Diamond Garden Centres, you know, telling us that they have had this rose, or it was given to them as a gift, and it, you know, it's to commemorate a special occasion or an event. And it's such a sentimental plant. It's not just like a seasonal one that you might pay a couple of pounds for. It's a really special long-term plant for the garden.
Jill, it's great to speak to you today. I look forward to speaking again, certainly for Rose Festival Week, if not before. And all the very best for the new year for everyone at Blue Diamond.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter, and thank you for having us.
And my thought for this week comes from Sir Noel Coward. He's reported as saying, "Work is much more fun than fun." To be quite honest, I agree with him. I don't see it as work, it's a way of life. You need to get out in the fresh air, grow something. And I think with the falling value of the pound, could well be worth growing a bit more of our own this coming few months. Thanks again to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast. And thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.